Blog Talk Radio.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go now? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm
Hollis, your host. Thank you so much for joining us tonight to our talk show. This is the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Tonight I want to begin with some scriptures, some strong scriptures. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That's coming from Psalms 27:1. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. That's coming from Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, the 8th verse. God is working in you, giving you the desire to obey him and the power to do what pleases him. That's coming from Philippians, the second chapter, the 13th verse. And this is one of all of our favorites. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's coming from Philippians 4:13. I'm gonna go over two more. If you want to know what God wants you to do, ask him, and he will gladly tell you. Coming from James 1:5. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. That's coming from Psalm 51:10. those verses, I love them all. It's these are strong verses that we can live by and help us to get from one day at a time because of this world that we are living in. We have to be prayerful all the time, asking God to always be there, that there's no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. That's something I do on a daily basis. I pray. This is the way I pray. I always say, there's no weapon that will form against me and my children, our cars, our homes, our anything that you made possible us to have. You got to pray for it all, because there's so many people out there, the things that are doing, they're trying to take what God has allowed you to have. So we have to be very prayerful, more prayerful in this world now than ever before. And thank you once again for tuning in tonight to our talk show. And this is a ministry to which we embrace widows. This ministry can also encourage others as well, too, that have lost others. But it's merely a widow's ministry to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Many of our widows have been with this ministry. We've had this ministry for 13 years, and we have had widows who have supported and been with this ministry up until that time. So even though that we are here to be there for you the first 3 years, that doesn't mean that you leave us. You can whatever we instill and encourage in you, you can turn around and do the same thing for others. So most of our widows are still with us, and they are now helping the ministry to encourage you through that grief process. And our scripture that we use for our ministry is honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3, just letting you know that you are special in God's sight. God, in the Bible, it indicates in Timothy for them, as he indicated, go out and help widows and their orphans. So you are special in God's sight. God will be there for you. Sometimes we can't see it and feel it, but he's always there. And tonight we're going to talk more about prayer, because it's so important for us to pray more because of the things that are happening in this world and also as a whole in our lives. Things that doesn't always go away so quickly. Because when we're dealing with financial, health, death, or whatever, those feelings doesn't just quickly go away. We have to deal with them. We have to pray and ask and believe that God will be there for us and get us through these different things. But I wanted to also, last week I took some reading from Joel Osteen and Victoria. And tonight I found some things on prayer, because prayer is so important now. It's so important that we be prayerful because of the things that are happening in this world. And not just to pray for ourselves only, but to pray for others. And Joel indicated that when we pray, something supernatural occurs. Prayer is the most powerful counter that we can take in this earthly realm. When we pray, we connect the strongest part of ourselves with the strongest force of the universe. The Spirit of God, we open ourselves to him. And in Romans 8, just one second, I want to go back. All right. In Romans 8, I was trying to find that scripture there. It says that God's Spirit testifies with our spirit. He confirms his will to our hearts. Prayer is simply talking to God. In Scripture, Paul tells us that we ought to rejoice and pray in all seasons and on every occasion. That's how we become stronger and stronger, just like Jesus did when he was on earth. He would be there with the disciples and heal and whatever he did during the day. But at times he would always make time to go in prayer. And this helps him to become stronger and stronger and be able to deal with the next situation that he has to deal with the next day. So prayer does give you strength. There are many different types of prayer. The prayer of thanksgiving, the prayer of petition, prayer of agreement, etc. When you come to God with an open and humble heart, there is no right or wrong way to pray. The important part is just to do it, and you can do it wherever you are. You don't have to always be on your altar or in your prayer room. Wherever you are, you can take time to pray. Because sometimes when things happen, or even you see something happen to someone else, it's not always in your home. So you can pray at any time and anywhere. Sometimes we pray a bigger deal than it needs to be. We might think, oh, next week I have some time off, so I'm going to spend an hour or two praying. Well, before we know it, that time slips away, and that happens. That really does happen. When you plan things, and just like the days are just passing by, things are just happening. So, I mean, just Christmas is almost here. The end of the year is almost here. Time just slips away when we want to plan something. It doesn't always be exactly on that time that we want it to be. It is much better to say, every day I'm going to pray 5 minutes, then add on and on to it. Now, today I want to give you an example of myself. I didn't plan time when I was going to pray. I prayed several times today, and there was a reason for me praying because I was also dealing with something else. So I just wanted to, whenever it came into my heart, I went to my altar, and I prayed about that situation. And I found the need to do it at my altar versus doing it anyplace else. But that didn't mean that I could not have, but I wanted to spend that time at my altar praying for a specific prayer request. Remember, prayer is privilege, is a privilege. Without Jesus, we wouldn't be able to come directly to God. We wouldn't be able to make our requests known to him. We wouldn't be able to know peace that passes understanding. Today and every day, make prayer a priority. Put him first and draw strength from the wonderful privilege we have in him. I found this thing about prayer many years ago, and I cut it out. What I did, I printed it in a larger print, and I cut it out, and I put it, I collect angels. So I have angels all over my house. And this particular place, there is an angel, and I have this right in my bedroom on my dresser in front of my angel, and what it says, prayer is power, and it changes things. It doesn't matter how difficult your particular situation may seem. God is your present in time of trouble. You don't have to stand back helplessly and hold your breath through the years. You can make the difference through prayer. I thought that was very unique, and I wanted to hold on to it, so I printed it. and I keep it there on my dresser. Getting back to, and let me see, I have some other readings about prayer as well. In Philippians 4:6, it says, pray and ask God for everything you need. Always give thanks. Prayer is quite simply conversation with God. What a joyous privilege we have to be able to speak to Him. How could you ever get enough of time with Him? Meet with Him often to talk about your life. Tell Him your troubles and leave your worries at His feet. Confess your sins to Him and receive His forgiveness. Tell Him how much you love Him and how grateful you are that you are His daughter. He's always ready to listen. Yes, He has always open ears. He's always available to us when we need that help or to talk with Him. Isn't it nice that to have someone that's always there for you, even though we have relatives and friends, co-workers, church members, or neighbors? We can always go to them, or they'll come to us, but they are not always there sometimes when we need them. But just knowing that God is always there for us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. He always has His arm open, wide, to embrace us and encourage us and give us resources and things that we need at the time that we need it. And sometimes, like I say, I know we want more, but He's going to give you just enough to take care of you at that particular time. In Jeremiah 29:12, it says, when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart. Yes, He wants us to seek us with all of our hearts, soul, and mind. Is there a great need in your life? Sometimes you have struggles with and can't seem to find the answer for. God says to him to bring it to Him, not just once, but again and again. Keep asking. It says in Philippians, pray without ceasing. So keep asking. Keep reminding Him of His promises. Let a child who campaigns for a new bike, he never gives up, just like Christmas. So many children are out there asking their parents for certain things, and they keep reminding their parents what they want for Christmas. Well, we must keep asking God for what He promises us. Seek God and keep on seeking Him. He hears you each time and every time. I know sometimes you don't think that He is hearing us, but He does. And He will reward your persistence and your patience after He proves your heart. Yes. Keep praying. I have some more verses here that I want to read that is very encouraging and very strong and good scriptures to hold on to. It says, cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. That's coming from Psalms 56:22. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. The Lord is faithful to you and His promises, and loving towards all He has made. Psalms 145:13. And this is one of my favorite also. Be strong and courageous. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Yes, He will. Because I had a situation yesterday, and I had trouble with my car where I broke my key into the ignition. But thank God that I have triple A. And it worked itself out because I called the dealership where I bought my car, and it was going to cost me to get another key, about $200 and something to get that done. But it took me just about all day getting through the different things that I had to deal with AAA, which was the first time I had to deal with them in that way. Normally they're very professional and get the job done, but yesterday I experienced hours with them. But at the end of the day, I started out at 12:48 with them, had three different trucks in my yard because it happened in my garage. And it didn't end. I finally got the blessing at 5:25, from 12:48 to 5:25. At the end, that third person was able to help me, and I didn't even have to tow my car to the dealership. That third person that came, he was able to take care of all of it. They sent the locksmith, and the locksmith was able to change my lock and use the part that you click to open up the door and close the door to your, well, the inside of that, the key was broken from that. He was able to, the expression, take the guts out. That's the inside of it that actually make that the car opens when you click it. He took it out, made a new key, and put it back in a new part. That black part that you hold on to when you put your key into the ignition. He did all of that in a matter of minutes, and it didn't cost me much at all because I have AAA Plus, which gives me coverage up to a certain amount. So it was a long day, but at the very end, I saw God in it. God was in it the whole time. But at the very end, you could really see how God blessed me, where I didn't even have to tow my car to. But during the same time, I was praying. And I'm going to tell you how far I went with praying. I went in the garage, and I touched my car, and I prayed over it. I prayed that God will do certain things, will make certain things happen. And at the end of the day, even though it took three or more hours getting those things done, at the end, I saw what God had done. So prayer does work, and I believe that God was going to work it out. I didn't know how he was going to do it, but at the end of the day, my car was, when the third guy came and made a new key and everything, the car cranked right on up with no problem, and I only had to spend a few dollars, extra dollars, to get that done. So prayer does work. Be strong and courageous. Because the Lord your God will be with you wherever you are. Depend on the Lord in whatever you do also, and your plan will succeed. That's coming from Proverbs 16:3. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, Psalms 18:2. So all of what I've said tonight, the main word is a four-letter word, P-R-A-Y, pray. Continue to pray, but as you pray, you must also believe. You must believe and trust in God that he will deliver you from whatever you're going through. Sometimes it doesn't happen right then, but in time you will see his love and your prayer. So that is the message for tonight. I have some announcements. Well, this coming Saturday, December 17th, at 12 noon, we will have a holiday party, and it's going to be at Arizona Restaurant at Stonecrest Mall in Lithonia, Georgia. we will have our annual holiday Christmas party. Also, we're asking you to please don't forget to bring your wrapped shoeboxes with toiletry items for homeless women and children. And when you get your toiletry items, please make sure that you include a boy, a girl, or both in the box, and please label it to let us know when we deliver those boxes, whatever parent, if they have a boy, that shoebox can go to them, or the girl, vice versa. Just make sure that you label it. So you can do one or two shoeboxes. It's up to you. But we will be delivering those shoeboxes just before Christmas. That will be the following week. And make sure it's wrapped in Christmas wrappings. We do that every year. And this is a safe house where women are pretty much being cared for from having anything, being cared for and being in a secret place and a safe place away from husband and boyfriends that have done violence, it's a sort of a non-violence safe house. So just knowing that this is a worthy cause, so please bring your shoeboxes at our party this coming weekend. And the next thing that is we are getting ready to do, let me see, the beginning of the year, we will have a calendar of different activities that we're going to be doing for 2017. We are going on another trip. I am working and finalizing that information, so we'll have that information first thing of the year so we can start saving our money for our trip that we do annually. And there's a lot of things that we're going to be doing as far as our book. We still are doing book signing. We did just do our third book signing this past Sunday at Fairfield Baptist Church in Lithonia, Georgia, and that went really well. And I have been invited to a women's a conference this coming Sunday. And I will also be displaying my books the books there as well. So encourage others to purchase the book. They can get it from me, or they can go on Amazon.com and purchase A Widow's Touch. The book, I've been speaking to different widows, even new widows that I have never met, and they are telling me how this book is encouraging them. They can relate to a lot of the stories because some of these things that they have read, it's familiar, it's things that they have gone through or going through. So please tell others about this book because it seems to be, and that's what the purpose of the book being written. God, this was a project that God gave us to do, and we are just thankful that we were put it all together for the Christmas holiday. This is a great Christmas gift. So it's only $15, and you can reach me. My number is 770-981-9118. And that is all of our announcement tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. And tune in again next week, same time, 10 to 10:30. Well, I thank you so much for your participation in tuning in each week. And be blessed. And if I don't talk to you, if you're not able to be on the air next week, have a wonderful holiday, safe and wonderful holiday. Make sure that you're around family and friends. Don't be alone. And do some of the things that your loved one did that was good memories. That will definitely encourage you to get through the holiday. Well, have a good night. I am going to play again Donnie Kirkland, I Need You. And yes, we do need God and all of our needs. And just just praying and asking him to be with us through whatever we might be going through in our everyday life. So be blessed and good night, and listen to Donnie McCurkin.
Hey now.